And here to tell us more about the ongoing weather situation in Central California, we have with us on the phone Scott Rowe, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Hanford. Scott, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I know it's a busy time for you right now, as we just finished with that one big storm over the weekend, but another one is on the way. What's happening here through Wednesday?
So we're going to see the chance of precipitation continue to increase across Central California as the day continues, and then overnight tonight for the Fresno area and folks in the valley, we're expecting anywhere between about 3/4 of an inch of rain upwards to maybe an inch and a quarter. So we're not as expecting as much precipitation with the storm, but nonetheless, with the previous storm systems that we've had, it's compounding to make things, the hydrologic issues, especially concerning.
Is this the same type of storm system like the one we had last weekend, or is this one different? In what way is it different?
It's very similar to the last one. It's coming from a rich moisture source. It's going to be a little bit cooler, though. One difference is the snow levels are going to be a lot lower with the storm. With the past weekend storm, we had snow levels that were rising as high as 10,000, 11,000 feet, which for January is not what we want to be seeing. With this current storm system, we're going to see snow levels. Right now, they're around 4,500 feet up to 5,500 feet. We're going to see them rise a little bit, but again, we're not expecting them to go really much higher than 7,000 or 7,500 feet.
Now, we cover a large area, as do you at the National Weather Service in Hanford. You forecast all throughout Central California. Are there some areas that fared better or worse in the recent storm over the weekend in terms of the amount of precip they received?
Sure. So some of the highest precipitation reports that we receive were actually in excess of 12 inches of rain. Some of those locations were in Sequoia National Park, where upwards of 12.16 inches of rain fell over a 72-hour period of time through yesterday morning at Bear Trap Meadow. Washone Dam had 11 inches of rain. Lodgepole, 9.35 inches of rain. So those were some of the highest reports that we received. Up in Yosemite Valley, we received a report of 8.25 inches of rain over that 72-hour period of time. But in the valley, it was, of course, precipitation isn't as intense here. In the Fresno area, we received just over 1.75 inches of rain. It looks like 1.79, to be specific, in the Fresno area over those 72 hours with that storm system.
So how does this bring us up to date on the rainfall year so far? How is this 2016-2017 season shaping up at where we stand right now?
Sure. So the water year began on October 1st of 2016 and goes through September 30th of this current year. So far, Fresno has observed 6.99 inches of rain. Normally, what we would see through this date is only 4.19 inches of rain, so that's putting us at nearly 3 inches above normal. And with this upcoming storm system expected to bring, around an inch of precipitation to Fresno, we can very well be 3 inches above normal for this time of year by the time this next storm is all said and done.
Now, we also have a huge audience in Bakersfield listening to us on KPRX right now. How did Kern County fare?
Kern County did well in some locations, but unfortunately, with them doing so well, it also gave us some flooding concerns, especially in the Lake Isabella area. We received some reports of precipitation that exceeded 8 inches in a very short amount of time. Looks like Isabella Dam, they're one of our very reliable stations. They received 3.72 inches of rain in that 72-hour period of time that ended yesterday morning. But the previous storm system also gave us some headaches. So this was this weekend storm system was the second of a series of atmospheric rivers, and we received multiple reports in the middle part of last week with some flash flooding in the Lake Isabella area that closed multiple roadways for a long period of time.
You mentioned atmospheric river, and I've seen listeners send us questions about that recently, as that phrase has been in the news all over in 2017. What exactly are we talking about there? Is that just any big storm, or is that something much more specific when we're talking about what we had this last weekend?
Sure. So when atmospheric scientists refer to an atmospheric river, what we're talking about is a rich plume of moisture that originates from the tropics. So for the West Coast, that typically is from the southwest of here, going back to Hawaii, where we see a ribbon of rich moisture stream into California. And unfortunately, with that atmospheric river, some people call it the Pineapple Express, you would often see high amounts of precipitation concentrated in sometimes a very short amount of time, which is exactly what we saw happen in our part of the area. In addition, one of the consequences of atmospheric rivers is that they come with very warm air, and then you see the snow levels rise up, which is exactly what we saw with this last storm, where our snow level started off around 7,500 feet in some locations, but by the peak of the event, snow levels were above 10,000 feet, even 11,000 feet in some locations.
So we have this storm coming in through Wednesday, this system. What's the outlook beyond that? I know as further you get out, the less accurate things become as models diverge, and the science is the way it is. But what is the outlook maybe for the rest of the month look like at this point?
Sure. So the Climate Prediction Center gives part of California a greater than likely chance of seeing above average precipitation through about the rest of the month, especially in the 8 to 14 day outlook, where pretty much all of California is bullseyed on at least having a 50% chance of exceeding normal precipitation values. For the short term, though, this storm system is probably going to be one of the last ones to impact us for at least the next 7 days. In the forecast for the San Joaquin Valley, we even have the chance of fog return to the area for the weekend.
Now, the other big elephant in the room here is the D word, drought. People are already saying, well, is this a drought buster? Is 2017 the year that goes away? Is it too soon to start throwing that around? And if it is, when should we start to look towards that?
Sure. It probably is still a little bit too early to, call it a drought buster, at least. We still need a lot of precipitation to make up for the year's deficits that we've accumulated over time. One thing, though, the Drought Monitor is published on a weekly basis, and we're taking a look at precipitation reports across the state over the, this past week at least, and we're looking at the Drought Monitor, and it will be published on Thursday this week.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. With this storm that's coming up right now, you still have some watches that are in effect for portions of our listening area. Tell us about that and also the potential for winds.
Sure. So we do have a winter storm warning in effect for the Sierra Nevada from Yosemite National Park south to the Tulare Kern County line. That is in effect for locations mainly above about 6,500 feet, where we can expect anywhere from 12 to 16 inches of snow to fall. Winds are going to be rather gusty with the storm as well. We do have a wind advisory in effect for the San Joaquin Valley that goes from 10 o'clock this morning through 10 a.m. Wednesday. We can see southerly winds that will go from about 10 to 15 miles an hour with potential gusts upwards of 40 miles an hour through today. We're going to have a cold front go through, and then the winds will become northwesterly overnight, and gusts can go even higher from that direction, especially as we go overnight and then into tomorrow morning, where they could go as high as 45 miles per hour.
Could that then present a problem with all the moisture we've had with trees and other other issues like that?
Absolutely. So we do have very saturated soils with the past several storm systems. And so with gusty winds, potential for downed trees are very possible. The root systems, a lot of trees are dead over the years of drought. So they become a hazard. If winds were to topple them over, they can fall on power lines, creating some power outages in locations, as well as just unsecured belongings. If you have patio furniture, there's the potential that they could be blowing around tonight.
Now, the valley didn't get much rain, at least the valley floor in the Fresno area didn't get a lot of rain yesterday, but I did wake up this morning and see some new dusting of snow in the Sierra. Is that new, given the warm storm that came through over the weekend?
Yeah, so that is new. It's part of the next storm system that's beginning to impact the area. Snow levels are a little bit lower today, again, around 4,500 feet, upwards to 5,000 feet, I'd say. So it's just the beginning of the next storm to impact the area.
All right, again, Scott Rowe with us today from the National Weather Service in Hanford. He's a meteorologist bringing us up to date on the storm that hit the valley this past weekend and also the one that's about to hit right now. As far as timing, Scott, what would you anticipate precip here on the valley floor, rain falling here?
So for the Fresno area, it would probably be after the noon hours, potentially as late as sunset or dinner time for some folks, especially from Fresno County northward. For folks southward, it probably will likely begin overnight tonight and continue tomorrow with the best chance of precipitation occurring.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and follow that and hope there's more. Not too much, but just enough, as we are very eager to have the drought wrapped up. Scott Rowe with the National Weather Service and Hanford meteorologist joining us today on Valley Edition. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.